The college experience, Michigan Wolverines at Minnesota Golden Gopher preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season continues at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with the promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit only at MyBookie.ag. Also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Sean Green. Pre-order Sean Green's latest comedy album, The Loss Hurts Us All, for only $3.99. That's right, only $3.99. Just head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. Welcome to the college experience, Michigan Wolverines at Minnesota Golden Gopher style. My name is Colby Swinging, Dantabase Dan, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, willing and dealing, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh!
Oh, Muddy Waters getting in on the action. And look, you guys should get on all the action over at the college experience because we're picking fucking winners. And right now, we got Big Ten football, Patty C.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How exciting is it to open the Big Ten football season with this marquee matchup? I mean, you got
little brown jug on the line.
I mean, it just snowed in Minneapolis. What? 2 days? Yesterday? Yesterday.
Oh yeah. I was quite the snowstorm. I see. How many inches? I don't know. Can't be any longer than my ding dong.
Well, that's not much then. I mean, not that I know, but I just got a feeling. When you look at this, you got what? McCaffrey transfers out from Michigan. Obviously Patterson's gone. He's in the what's that football league starting on Tuesday? I feel like he's probably in that league. There's a new football league starting.
Yeah, I forget what that. He's in that no pads full contact football league.
They got my boy Jerry Glanville announcing this league. What's this league? There's a league that starts on Tuesday.
We're going to figure
spring
it out.
League, the spring league.
The spring league.
Starts on Tuesday. Fox Sports 1. They have a bigger season in the spring, but they will have some games and hopefully we'll have lines. And I might just release a podcast if we get some good lines on this thing.
TSL.
JT Barrett's in that league.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, he's playing on Tuesday.
Talk about a guy that Michigan fans would want to see get lit up.
Yeah.
You have your opportunity.
Well, Shea Patterson, I got no idea where he's at, but he's probably in one of these leagues. He's gone, and now I know you're excited about this quarterback at Michigan, Petty C.
Boy, I mean, I was excited for Dylan McCaffrey for years. I was like, there, finally Harbaugh has got his guy. He's got some NFL.
And even he transfers
blood. Out. Yeah, and then boom, he's gone, which tells me, I mean, he never looked the part of like a pro quarterback, but he could have been an effective college quarterback. But Harbaugh's go-to is the pro style. The big 6'5", mobile, can throw on the run kind of guy. And that's what he has seemingly found in Joe Milton.
Yeah, Joe Milton. I've heard a lot of great things about this guy. Now, when you analyze this Michigan roster, they just had an opt-out at wideout. Who was that? Nico Collins?
Yeah, Nico Collins just the other day.
So they got Ronnie Bell, I think, is still penciled in at wideout there. And then they have, Charbonnet at running back? Yep. Zach Charbonnet, he's pretty good. Tight end Nick Eubanks, senior tight end, going to get 2 years here. Well, he might go pro, but Their best, one of their best players is their offensive tackle, Jalen Mayfield. Guy's a stud. He's going to be in the NFL.
They are young. They are inexperienced, Michigan.
Then you look at the Golden Gopher defense, and Don Brown's still that DC. That's amazing to me that he's not a head coach.
Not the yet. Golden Gopher, the Wolverine. I mean,
yeah, Wolverines, I'm sorry. It's amazing to me that he's still not a head coach, though.
Yeah.
You would think some...
Well, he's got the...
If you're Bowling Green, just give him a give him as much money as you can find.
That's true, and maybe right? he doesn't want that job.
Yeah, well,
like he's got the Bud Foster thing. If you're the best defensive coordinator in the country and you got a pretty damn good gig, you know, and you're not getting high end head you're coaching
good
looks,
money, yeah,
yeah.
But Michigan on defense, they actually have a lot of upperclassmen that are big impact players. You look at that D line, especially Patty C. Carlo Kemp at the D tackle spot, then both defensive ends, Aiden Hutchison at junior. And defensive end Quiddy Pay, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I think that's right.
He's a senior as well, so it's good to have those upperclassmen. They got a good linebacker in Cameron McGrone. That guy will be in the NFL. Had 12 tackles against Notre Dame and 11 against Illinois a season ago. And safety Brad Hawkins, a senior. So the defense should be in pretty darn good shape. Now, when you look at the Golden Gopher offense, Tanner Morgan. One of the better quarterbacks in all of college
had football. A hell of a season last year
and row the boat PJ Fleck. And guess what? Rashad Bateman comes back to the team after that, looking like he wasn't going to play. And, you know, sure they lose Tyler Johnson. He's on the Tampa Bay Bucks, but,
Rashad Bateman, 60 catches for 1,219 over 20 yards.
He's
a damn
stud,
catch.
Man. He's a complete stud.
11 touchdowns.
You add in him with Chris Altman Bell at wide out and running back, Muhammad Ibrahim. And, you got two really good offensive linemen. I mean, you got to, there's a lot of room for optimism if you're a Gopher fan, obviously beating Auburn in the bowl game, but I just think they have an explosive team.
Nothing more cause for optimism than Tanner Morgan, 30 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Now they on the defensive side of the ball, they do lose Antoine Winfield Jr. That's going to hurt, but they got another couple great defensive backs, Coney Durr, cornerback, senior, kid's a stud. Both the safeties are good with Jordan Howden and Benjamin St. Just. I don't know. On the D line, Azizi Otumowoa Jr. He's good. Same with linebacker Mariano Sori Marin.
They did lose a defensive lineman with the greatest name in college football history, and Winston. A lot of Boudre.
He gets a lot of Boudre, right? I hear COVID has taken a toll on some of this Michigan or some of this Minnesota roster. I'm still very eager to see how this shakes out. I'm really excited to see the line. Vegas says Michigan's a 3.5 point favorite right now. Patty C.
Ooh, a disrespect to Tanner Morgan and PJ Fleck.
Yeah. I understand Don Brown gets a month to prepare for this offense, but give me the Gophers plus 3.5. I like the Gophers on the money line. You?
I'm tempted to say yes. I think that it kind of lines up with how I see this season playing out. I think Michigan loses on the road in a close one. You know how I see this one going? I think Minnesota jumps out early, and I think Michigan finds its footing and comes back late, kind of like the Penn State game last year.
Okay.
Not quite enough, you know.
What do you think the key is for Michigan to win this game?
Probably run the ball. Okay. Probably run the ball successfully, because you got to figure, especially since Milton's troubles have traditionally been accuracy. The snow's not going to help that. You're not going to be able to rely on throwing the ball around. So you got to establish the run.
Yeah, even if the snow is cleared up by then, it's probably still going to be cold.
Yeah.
So. Be interesting to see how that effect is on the game. It's interesting to see how Milton will play in general, but I think the real thing is going to be how Don Brown's defense is against this offense for Minnesota.
That's
the key. How will Morgan and Bateman and the stud running back, what's his name again? Ibrahim, be able to deal with, and also Chris Altman Bell at wideout.
Michigan's defensive backfield young. They're going to get torn up.
Yeah, probably. But then once again, if throwing the ball, if it's windy,
could play in Michigan's favor.
Could, that's what I love about this season, how the Big Ten, it's playing deep into
later. Yeah.
It's the way football should be. Damn you people that try to say otherwise.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for this one. So you're on Michigan. NC Nick is on. I mean, sorry, you're on Minnesota. NC Nick's on Minnesota. I am on Minnesota. Row the boat, baby. But I did want to say this, Patty C.
Yeah,
Michigan has 42 4 and 5 stars. Minnesota has 4, and they're none of them are 5 stars. They're all 4. By the way,
Wow.
Going to be eager to see how this works out for you. But once again, we know that Auburn had way more than Minnesota last year, and Minnesota did the damn thing.
That's true. Again, PJ Fleck, a truly seemingly elite. I don't know how he's getting so much out of his players this quickly.
He's beginning to believe. What is that? The Matrix? Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. He's obsessive. His energy. He's basically what Jim Harbaugh was supposed to be, you know,
yeah.
Infectious energy, attacking the day with enthusiasm, unknown to mankind, but, doesn't get on people's nerves apparently as much as Jim Harbaugh does.
He's like Ric Flair was for the Four Horsemen when they got him.
Yeah. You know,
he was the difference maker.
Yeah.
By the way, Ric Flair from Minneapolis, he should be at this game.
Although he was he's a big Harbaugh and a Michigan fan. So who would Flair pick? I guess is the question.
I don't.
We got to get Ric Flair on here one of these days.
Got to get him on the show. All right, guys, this is the College Experience, Minnesota, Michigan style. Look, give us a 5-star review, please, on iTunes, please. That's all we want. That's all we ask. We give away. We've been over 500 handicapping every single Division I college football, college basketball game for 3.5 years. Picking every game. Also on our locks, we're way over 500. So look, we never ask you to pay for a service. All we want is you guys to go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. Then sponsors look at us. They say, hey, people like these idiots. They give us money. And then we can give you more of these episodes. And I'll say this, speaking of Ric Flair, we have a party belt we're giving away. I have a party belt with 2 beer cup holders that says DGens only for our DGen nation out there for SGPN. And the best video, the best party video that I'm tagged in at the Colby D on Twitter, at Patty C on Twitter, we're going to decide, and we're going to give away a party belt, and we'll probably give you some other stuff too, but please give us that 5-star iTunes review. And if you do give us a 5-star iTunes review, take a photo with your phone, screenshot that thing, tag me in that on Twitter, and I'll put you in a raffle to win a Sports Gambling Podcast or College Experience sweatshirt. And don't worry, we'll get you something if you don't win. All right. We'll get you something. All right, Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C 831. Please talk trash to him. He's a closet Michigan fan, Minnesota fans. All right. Even though he's picking Minnesota, he's a closet Michigan fan. So you could talk shit to him.
Go blue.
And NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Check out, we're just diving into college basketball. Me, Patty C, NC Nick just did the ACC season preview with NC Nick, our ACC specialist. Next, I think, we're all going to dive into the Big Ten and perhaps the SEC after that. And we're going to go through all the conferences because we're about a month away from college basketball.
It's what we do,
but the Big Ten is coming. So make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. Tell a friend. I know a bunch of you Big Ten fans are excited about college basketball because your conference is very elite.
We got you guys covered for the next 8 months.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Fucking fantastic. All right. This is the, I forgot to say we're part of the Sports Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. Check out their NFL picks with comedian Bill Burr, most recently on Saturday Night Live. How do you see?
Boom.
There we go. This is the College Experience, Michigan at Minnesota. Woo! You better start thinking about yours, and we out.